4QLG KO4NUE.
4QLG, go ahead.
How are you?
Good, just got my belly full and just stepped in the door. Gave me some chicken and Zaxby's.
You are full quieting. I mean, that radio sounds good.
Shout out to the repeater, huh?
Top and all the way. I do think you might gain, might be a little high. I know we went from low to high, but it's not bad at all. But I do think it's just a little bit hot. But I mean, it is full quieting.
Sound any better? I'm a little bit farther away from the mic, but you're sounding like you're right next to me too. A little bit different. I ain't not used to it up here.
I think you probably need to drop the mic gain probably down about 2 clicks. I can't remember what we set it on, Chris. But I do think it's a little bit just a little bit hot. It wouldn't take but a second to adjust it, but that's up to you.
Set it at 9. I'll drop it down to 7. Just let me know how it sounds tonight on the net, I guess.
Work or just give me a call, and I'm sitting here at the computer, so I'll be here. I'll be here till the net starts, I guess. I'm trying to convince my wife to spend a lot of money on radio equipment for Christmas, and it's not going too good. Reckon you can help me out a little bit.
Well, I'm helping you out with her money. I don't know about that, brother.
I understand. He might ought to stay out of that one. She might get us both.
Then tells me she has that ability.
For HKX, what you need, Chad? I'll help you out.
To convince my wife to spend a lot of money on ham equipment for Christmas this year. And, you know, it's just, not going too good for me.
Some experience in that area, helping guys convince their wives to spend money.
I think that she is happy with the Kenwood and how it does when she talks on the radio. But I'm thinking that might be as far as it goes.
I'm convincing guys to buy toolboxes, so it's a little bit more than radio equipment.
One key difference there is you are able to tell them, well, you know, that's only about $20 a month. And, you know, I'm not sure DX Engineering or Ham Radio's outlet's going to do that.
And, Chris, I don't want to jump in there. You come back in here.
I like you doing a good job to me.
You on the radio this evening. You're sounding good up here.
Man, Chad just hooked his antenna up to this brand new radio and got all the way up to north of Spartanburg.
Doing a good job if you're going all the way up there. Now, is that on Simplex?
Chad could explain it to you a little bit better than I could, but it's pretty much hit the trial and repeater.
Sure, I got it. We just for giggles and kicks, we were going through how to program the radio, and you know, the way I do it is I'll put the frequency and the PO tone in on VFO mode and see if I can hit the repeater. If I can't hit it, then I don't put it in the memory. Some people do it the other way, but I don't. I'm just not blue. Anyway, so we was testing the thing out, and I could not believe it. He hit a Tron repeater. Now, it's got a little noise on it, but he did hit it, and we put a call out there, picked up one of the club members there in Landrum, and she said, you know, there's a little bit of noise on it, but you're, you know, definitely readable. So, you know, I mean, he's just in a really good spot, and with that 2980 he's got 80 watts, 80 watts he can get out on 2 meter. So, and I'm pretty sure the 2980 goes down into the single sideband on 2 meter. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's pretty close. I'll have to verify that when I next time I go up and look at it.
Be good. If you got the antenna for it, that would be great. Doing 2 meter single sideband. That's what I've been looking into.
They were able to. We heard a guy talking in Spartanburg today on the repeater, on this repeater, and reached up there and hit the reverse function button, and I could hear him on reverse. So, had a little noise in it, but we could hear him from Spartanburg, so I think that's pretty good. So I went and stood out on the porch to look, you know, didn't pay much attention to it until after we did a little bit of testing, and I mean, it's, how lucky can you be? I mean, he's in the highest spot on the hill, and you just look around and everything's down from him. So, I mean, what else could you ask for, I guess?
Out there at the shop, is that where you put it up at?
Up at his mom's house, I guess maybe a mile away. As you come down the hill there, when you turn on the road that goes into the farm, if you'll remember, the road drops down into a hill, into a valley. Well, right before you drop off to that end of that valley, his house is right there on the right. That white house there on the left. And, I mean, it's, you know, not the highest spot. I mean, you look down on Roanoke Baptist Church, and you're looking down on the steeple of the church. It's that high.
Got a perfect vantage point then to get out on the radio. He would be able to get out real good.
Chris, next time Patrick transmits, reach over and hit that REV button and see if he stays on or drops off, and let us know if you can get him on reverse.
Yeah, Patrick, I've been at her mama's house for over a year now, helping her out, and that's why I've been checking in the net on the pre-net check-in, and figured I needed to change that now that I'm going to be up here by myself all the time. So that's how this radio come about. I've been on a handy talk most of the time.
Chris, I'm glad you got your radio set up, and you're sounding good up here where I'm at. But let me know if you can get me on the reverse. I'll be glad to know. I'm curious to know if you and I can talk over Simplex.
Yeah, I must have done it wrong or something. I lost it when I hit the button.
I'll make sure I got it. If you lost him when you hit the reverse button, then no, you will not be able to talk with him Simplex. I'm just curious. I mean, I already know the answer, I guess, but if you hit the reverse function when I'm talking, do I drop out or stay on?
But it fills up with static. When he dropped out all the way. And I'm still on low power, too.
Can Caesar's head on 5 watts?
Be correct. Low one.
That's 5 watts. You lucky dog. Mercy.
That you just killing it with that radio there. That's a good job.
It's all on location. I just didn't know how good that location was up here till today.
Patrick, his sister lives in the house right there in front of him. I think I'm going to bring a J-pole up, a Slim Jim up there, and put it up, and put him an antenna switch in there so he can switch over to that Slim Jim and set her fire alarms off in the house when he transmits and he switch back to the other antenna. Chris, that'd be a good opportunity to mess with her.
You doing that with your kids, too? I don't know about my sister. She might not be able to handle as good as my tires.
So, we prank each other all the time. We always playing tricks on one another between, daughter and sons. I'm always messing with them. Patrick, last year I put a high decibel piezo alarm on a remote control and hit it up under the dash of my son's Jeep. He's got a little Jeep Wrangler. And the thing is with us, when you prank somebody in the family, you got to get it on film. If you don't get it on video, then it don't count. So I've got the video. You have got to see it. It is absolutely hilarious. And this little one has little remote control buttons off of eBay with the little antenna you pull up, And every time he put that thing in reverse trying to back out of the driveway here in the house, I hit that button and beep, beep, beep. And it took him a good 5 minutes to figure out what was going on. But it was absolutely hilarious. You have got to see it next time you come on Deer Camp. I'll show it to you. You're going to laugh your tail off. KO4NUE for station ID.
HKX. That sounds hilarious. Some of that stuff like that is the funniest stuff you'll ever run across to me.
Sir Patrick, it was hilarious. And that's not the only one he's got either.
Listening. KN4BWA. Now, Chad, I just got in the truck. I just turned on the radio. And I hear y'all talking about something that's supposed to be hilariously funny. So the only thing that I can figure is you blowing up another pot, Boomer.
Telling Chris and Patrick, me and my sons and my two sons and my daughter and my wife, we play a lot of pranks on each other. We got a couple of rules, of course. You can't cause bodily harm. No blood, no broken bones, that kind of thing. But just jokes, just tricks or jokes or whatnot, So, but you have to film it. If you play a trick on somebody and you're not able to video it, then it doesn't count, for bragging rights, I guess. So I have become quite the master at it. So I have gotten all three of my children, and it is, I go back and watch the videos and just laugh and laugh. I don't know how long ago it was when I got Lewis, my oldest son. But I watched that video, and I still laugh at it. It is hilarious.
AI4DTY.
You got that kind of family relationship. Me and my son used to pull stuff like that on each other. I didn't get it on video, but we used to take him and all the boys from church camping every spring and every fall. We'd take them up on a Shining Rock Wilderness, and I was leading the group. It was about 10 or 12 boys, and we had the pastor at our church with us. He was brand new. He hadn't been there 6 months. We had him out camping, and we told him that there was no problems out there with wildlife, except for maybe a wild hog or two. Tell you what, we got into some rhododendron across the top of the ridges up there at about 6,000 feet, and I slipped off and got ahead, and around the corner here comes new pastor leading that bunch of boys, and I got off back up into those rhododendrons, and I shook them bushes real good and went that man backed up over about six of those kids.
I'd say, you're awful, but I think that's hilarious, you know, because my kids do it to me, and I do it to my dad, too. I got him. Now, Dad doesn't get into that very much, but we got him at Christmas time. He is a retired welder, a very good welder, I'd like to add, and for Christmas, he wanted a Lincoln 5200 welding shield. And I mean, it's expensive. It is. So I went down to Welder Supply House and bought him one for Christmas. Well, I went by Harbor Freight on the way home and picked up one of those $17 ones and stopped by Ace Hardware and bought some pink spray paint. And Anna had some polka dot stickers, you know, that's red and yellow and blue, little polka dots kind of things. So me and my boys, we brought it in and looked at it and took the Lincoln out of the box. And we put that pink spray painted Harbor Freight welding shield in that box. And you should have seen that man's face when he pulled that wrapper out of that box. He was so excited because he finally got the pinnacle of every welder's career, the Lincoln 5200 welding shield. I mean, it'll do this and it'll do that. It'll do everything but weld for you. And when he opened that box, Steve, and I got it on video, it's hilarious. Yeah, I'll have to show it to you. K-O-4-N-U-E. Go ahead, Daniel.
For talking, and I headed home now. But I love me some practical jokes, and usually I don't get them on film, Chad. But my in-laws were in town. This was like 3 years ago, and they were in town. And I don't know if you remember what those little throw poppets are that you get, like especially during 4th of July, where you throw the little pop rocks to the ground and they snap, crackle, pop. So I took these little snap pops and I went to our into the like guest bathroom, and I am in there, and I put under the toilet seat right where the little nubs hit the bottom of the porcelain, and I put a bunch of those pops under all four of the little stands holding it up. And I go in there and I put it, you know, get a seat just sitting on it. And then I go and I hopped in bed real fast. And my wife. My wife came in the room and I'm giggling. And I'm trying to, I am trying to not laugh. And so she's like, what are you smiling about? I said, I just read something funny and I just bullcrapped her. And so about 5 minutes later, I hear that bathroom door shut. My mother-in-law walked in there and I knew it was her. I set a trap for her. And about 90 seconds later, you hear pop, 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 pop. And you hear her scream. and jump up off the toilet seat and about fall over. And she came running out of the bathroom, and my wife was like, "What's going on? What's going on?" She's like, "I don't know. Your toilet's exploding." And I could not stop laughing, but she knew it was me.
That's the KL4NUE for station ID. I stay in trouble. Always playing, you know, some kind of prank or something. The last one kind of went south. I was not able to film it, but I figured, hey, the prank was so good that if I could film, you know, the repercussions of it, that would be close enough. So the windshield washer hose on my son's car at the time, it leaked. Every time you would pull the windshield washer thing to wash the windshield, it squirts it out in the passenger side floorboard. So I just routed the hose around the shifter there, up underneath the the plastic pieces where the shifter is, so that it would spray him when he hit the windshield washer. that was my intention anyway. But he dates a little redhead, and she needed to borrow the car, and that one didn't go very well, and nobody thought it was funny but me. But hey, you know, you can't win them all, I guess. KO4NUE.
HKX, anybody catch who that was?
Chris, KO4QOG.
Hit, KO4NUE.
Wait, 5C, I don't know. But a handheld making it tonight.
Making it, you've got a lot of noise, and you are just above barely readable. But you can hear what you're saying. You just have to focus on trying to pick it out of the noise a little bit.
Yeah, I heard y'all doing your practical jokes there.
That was a little better. So the second one with my son was, I pulled the same trick on him with the buzzer. And this is a loud buzzer. It's not one of these little piezo buzzers. It's, I don't know, probably twice as loud as a fire alarm buzzer when it goes off in the house, you know. It's that big. So I put it up underneath the hood of the car and had him filmed it in the yard. And he is the mechanic. He's the mechanic child like me, you know. And I had it set up on the porch and set the buzzer off. And I'd set it off, and he'd get out and go look for it. Couldn't find it. And then he'd look back at the house to see where I was. And he'd get back in the car. He'd put it in reverse. And I did it again. And the third time I did it, he made it almost out of the driveway. And then turned around and came back. And he came in the house. And he jumped all over his brother, Lewis, his older brother. And boy, he was mad. He was mad at him. "I let you borrow my car and you have torn it up. I've got this buzzer that keeps going off. I don't know what you did to my car. Don't you ever ask to borrow my car again." And of course, I got all that arguing on video too. I let them go till they just about got ready to throw punches, and then, you know, told them what I'd done. But it's just, and I got it all on film. And then I edited. I got this little editing software I use on my iPad so I can edit, you know, the clips and put the clips that I want to in there. But it is absolutely hilarious. I mean hilarious.
KI4DTY, well, you're just a troublemaker.
I know. We've got a friend of the family that lives up there where Chris lives. And he's from California. He's got this little gator that he rides around on the property all the time. And we're always joking around with one another, this, that, and the other. But I've got me one of these smoke bombs that, I'm talking about one of the big ones now, one of these emergency smoke bombs. And my plans are to put it on his gator so that I can set the smoke bomb off on that little gator. Now I just want you to understand how big these things are. It's not these little round ones that you buy in a firework pack. It's, you know, it's heavy duty, I guess, for emergencies or whatnot, you know. But I can't figure out how to ignite the thing. And I just, you know, I've got all my stuff laid out to do it, but I just can't figure out how to light it. So I'm and I can't figure out how to film it either. I gotta get all that figured out. But he's due next, so I'll get him next. KO4NUE.
KI4DTY, you got to use a glow plug off of the battery. If you do like a little touch button underneath the seat, I can't remember what you said you were putting it on, but yeah, that glow plug will be amazing.
I didn't know you was having problems coming up with that part. Do you know that would be my expertise there? I got just what you need. Just get up with me next time you're up here.
Okay. I will. I'll get it figured out. So, you gotta see, next time y'all come up, you gotta see the videos. And then Lewis would bring his friends up here. And, he had one guy, I think his name was Zanner, yeah. And I hooked the horn to the brake light switch. You should have seen that child trying to get out of the driveway. Every time that child hit the brakes, the horn would go off. He was just, I guess you just had to be here, but it was hilarious, and I got it on film too.
For HKS DuPont making X-ray films. The crew I was on, we were bad to play practical jokes on each other to get through the night. Well, one night we had a scheduled shutdown, and the coder was in another room, and one guy had to stay in there the whole time. Well, it was the one guy that always tried to go to sleep every night. So when the machine shut down, right as it was shutting down, we snuck in there, and guy put on this Halloween mask, his scary looking thing. Snuck in there right as the buzzer went off, like you were talking, real loud buzzer goes off to let you know the machine's down. Right as it went off, he jumped out from behind a curtain, and that guy literally peed his pants right there and had to walk out of the shop. I had to walk through the plant that way.
That's bad. That is bad. But that's one of those that nobody's laughing right after it happens. That's when it takes 3 or 4 days before people start laughing at it. But I had a boss man years ago in the electronics shop, and he kept a capacitor. He would charge a capacitor. I can't remember how big it was. Wasn't too big. But he'd charge that thing up, and when you come in the door, he'd just say, here, I got what you need, or here, put this in that, you know, radio or whatever. And he just, you know, kind of toss it at you. And our third day on the job, he threw that thing at me, and I just reached up, caught it like a baseball, and when I did, it hit me. It was bad. You know, some of them get out of hand. I try not to let them get out of hand with the kids. But I got it all on film, all three of them, and some of his friends. So I'm surprised I'm still alive. You know, because they're always trying to get me on something.
And for DTY.
Flash that has that capacitor that nailed me like three times, Chad. I thought I was going to die. I thought I saw Jesus one time. That capacitor just burnt flesh off my skin. But I had this boss, and I was in construction, and we were installing these specialty windows in a complex. And he had just kind of been a jerk to me that week, and I kind of had enough. And so he was kind of a family friend, too, though, as well. And so we were using this high industrial strength double-sided tape for these windows, because you had certain parts with the foam and stuff, but blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so we had the high strength double-sided tape. So he had a metal lunchbox, and he had a little Ford Ranger, like an 1986 Ford Ranger, and with like what are that pleather seats. And so I knew he, you know, to that lunchbox home every day. So Friday afternoon after his lunch, I went and I grabbed the double sided tape and his lunchbox, and somebody else kept him entertained. And I put double sided tape underneath that lunchbox, and I put it down in a seat. And then on Monday when he came back, he said, I grabbed that lunchbox and it about jerked me back in the truck. He could not get the lunchbox off of his chair at all. And it had actually removed part of the seat.
Trick, you know, I've learned KO4NUV for station ID. You have to do it so, you know, nobody gets hurt and you don't do any damage, because when you do damage, then you know, and I learned my lesson with that one. So back when I worked at the shop and I had old crusty E7 was my mentor for years in the maintenance section. And he was constantly messing with me. I mean, constantly. Just playing tricks, you know. So I decided one day, he went to lunch and I stayed there at the shop. And I went out and cut me a piece of hickory limb about the size of a number two pencil. About an inch, 2 inches long. Pulled his coil wire off and stuck that hickory stick up in his coil wire. And then stuck it back out into the center tap on the distributor. His old Econo line van, and had the seats, and I mean, it was one of those nice vans, had the carpet seats and all that stuff in the back of it. It was like a mini camper. Well, the end of the day came, and he goes out there and gets in his van, and he puts the key in, that song gun started up, and he drove it all the way home. He gets home, and his wife, Dee, decides she wants to go out to eat supper that night. So they pile up in the van. and go make a trip to Ryan's up in Greer. And he gets halfway to Greer, and I guess it dried the stick out. It burned all the moisture out of it, I guess. And he quit right there on the way to Hampton, halfway to Greer. It took him about 45 minutes to figure out what had happened. But he pulled that stick out, and he come in work the next morning, and he's holding this little 1.5-inch stick. And he just looked at me, And he said, oh, you know you're going to pay for that one. And I did. He was relentless. But I did get him. But see, you got his wife, too. That don't count. So you got to get just him. I violated the rules, and he made me pay. KL4 UV.
Store, I gotta go, guys. I'll be back in the truck, but I'm sure you'll probably be off for net control. But anyways, it was good talking to you guys and hearing. If you're still on, when I get back, I'll talk. But anyways, I'll say 73s and good night to you all. This is KI4 DTY. I'll be clear.
73, Daniel. Have a good night, sir.
73, Daniel. Have a good evening.
Daniel, have a good evening, too.
Together again.
Was talking about that today. I meant to mention it to Chris. It'd probably be either, I'm thinking, before Christmas or shortly after Christmas, because things kind of go dead as far as, you know, business and things like that. It doesn't matter to me. But I know you and Daniel, you got a route to run and all that. But any time, that'll have to be up to you and Daniel, because I just can pretty much do it any time. So I'll just digress with that and tell you, you and Daniel work something out when it's convenient for the both of you. And me and Chris can... That's not gonna be probably won't be an issue for us at all. So y'all just let me know. KL4 NUE.
Here, Patrick.
For Saturday. So I'll get with Daniel and see what we can work out.
You reckon it's kind of dangerous to plan and get together after the conversations we just had?
Nah, make it more interesting.
Okay.
I'm glad you got your radio set up. It's good to hear you on the radio this evening. And I had a pleasure talking with you guys this evening. But I guess we better get out of net control's way. He ought to be here any minute. And let him make sure everything's working. So I'll go ahead and say 73s for now. KO4HKX, KO4NUE, and KO4 LUP, I believe it was. Did I get that right, Chris?
I'm KO4QLG, Quebec, Lima Golf.
I'll get it. I'm slow.
No, I'm clear to KO4QLG.
Thanks to the both of y'all. And, I'll clear on out too, I guess. But all right, we'll talk to y'all later. I'm clear.